Good day. This is Paige Estrotori reporting from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap. Let's take a look at the key developments shaping the financial industry. First stop, the housing market. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia recently voiced concerns over the growing home loan demand. CBA's CEO, Matt Comyn, warned that the surging demand has been driving up property prices. While this has fueled a growth in the bank's housing credit, it does pose a risk to the long-term financial stability. The latest data shows a 6.4% increase in new loan commitments in the third quarter of 2025. However, CBA expects a cooling in housing demand, predicting steady interest rates at 3.6% through 2026. Naturally, investors are encouraged to keep a keen eye on these trends. Turning to Australia's mobility sector, Motorcycle Holdings celebrated a record-breaking revenue in fiscal year 2025, with an 11.6% increase on the previous year, reaching an impressive $650 million. Strong digital initiatives and strategic expansions contributed to the success. The Brisbane-based company sold over 15,000 new vehicles, boosting its market share to an unrivaled 16.6%. Future plans revolve around enhancing customer experience with data-driven omni-channel strategies, a clear example of digital transformation in action. Meanwhile, across the ocean, Austrian motorcycle producer KTM AG continues making progress on its restructuring plan. With a substantial 600 million euro in funding, backed by Bajaj Auto Limited, KTM ensures its presence in the global market. This move promises continued product availability and innovation, benefiting Australian riders and dealers who rely on the brand. Lastly, in agri-tech news, Digital Agriculture Services unveiled an innovative crop insurance solution here in Australia. The tool uses advanced tech like machine learning to more accurately locate insured paddocks and determine crop types and yields. DAS's CEO, Anthony Wilmot, sees this as a way to reduce premium leakage, policy errors, and claims processing time. Over 140 entities, including IAG and Cargill, are already on board, indicating this innovation could mean a significant step towards more efficient crop insurance policies. That was your roundup of the day's industry news on this Thursday, November 27, 2025. For more updates on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, remember to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.